We've all become accustomed to queuing for 20 minutes or so to get into the big supermarkets, and it's no different for the buses. So our buses are now roughly 75 to 80% reduced in terms of the capacity we can accept on board. No one should sit next to another person that they don't live at home with. So it's families together, but no one else. And that has had a big impact on our maximum capacities. Each bus will display that sign in terms of what the new capacity is near the driver. The driver obviously knows as well, and they're dependent on the vehicle. So 20 people on a double decker, 10 on a single decker. And we've also got bus full signs on our bus destination blind, so people will know if the bus can't stop, at least we're telling you what's going on. Most of our double deckers are back in business after our emergency timetables were ramped up last week. And a number of routes have now got double deckers that they're not used to. I was in Chatham yesterday, and a bit bizarre to see double deckers that have got Southend written on them running around. But that's our commitment to keep people moving and to keep Kent moving. We've brought double deckers in from other parts of the country because we had the biggest need. When boarding the bus, we encourage contactless payments wherever possible. Use your contactless card, use your Arriva M-Ticket app, or any other means on your phone is one of the ways that we can take it. Apple Pay, iPay. As per government guidelines, please use your sanitizer before and after you leave the bus. I'm confident we won't be leaving people behind, and if we do, it'll be relatively small numbers. What we can't be sure of course, is people's behavior, because of course we know what people do, how they shop, you know, what the busiest days of the weeks are in shops, but all of that's changed. We've issued PPE to all of our drivers. That includes sanitizer and face masks. If you can, and you've got one, please use some form of covering, be it a face mask or a scarf or whatever. And there's lots of websites now, even the NHS website's got one where you can make your own. Buses remain and have always been a clean and safe method of transport. Our buses have been subject to enhanced cleaning since before the crisis, and well before the lockdown, but as the crisis started, there's no need to be afraid of them, and we will continue to do our best to keep Kent moving. And I thank everyone for their patience as we get there.